neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Ele ferudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-edut. So one of the explanations is, when he says mishkan ha-edut, Baruch Olam took Beit HaMikdash as a collateral. They call it the Vadiyeh. What does it mean? That it pays the due, the punishment for Am Yisrael, as with our great pain we're still waiting for Beit Shelishit to be able to connect. So now there's a question that is brought. We have the forbidden halakha, Isur, that Harav Tolod Yaakov Yosef, the Talmid of Rabbeinu Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, brings this matter. It says that if you lend to a poor man, an ani, he needs money, $100. So you tell him, give me your blanket, and I give you $100. So now he says in the Torah, at night, why?
Because that's his, that's how he keeps.
He needs it. Yeah, he needs to go to sleep. It's cold.
That's the only cover he has.
No? Yes. So he has to give it back to him. So now, Harav asked, so if it says in the Torah that the collateral needs to be given back, and the Ribono Shel Olam keeps the Torah, no? He keeps the Torah? Yeah? Hashem keeps the Torah?
Yeah,
no. Does he? No? He doesn't follow the Torah?
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, he does.
I thought you mean he kept it.
No, I meant that it does he follow the rules?
Yes, true.
Yeah. So now, if he says in the Torah that you have to return the collateral, so now how come he doesn't give us back the Beit HaMikdash? If he took it as a collateral, so, and he tells us, give the blanket back, so he has to do the same thing, but he's not following the Torah.
That night, suffering so much that it's so necessary for him.
Very nice, very nice. So now here, of course, Ibn Shulam observes the Torah and all the laws. So now here, as Rabbi Moshe said, if he would see that we feel just like the poor man, that without the blanket you cannot go to sleep, right? So the Torah says, give it back to him. That's the only thing he has. So in the same aspect, if he would have feel that a life is miserable without a Beit HaMikdash, for sure he give it back to us right away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the problem here is,
what kind of life is this without a Beit HaMikdash?
Yes, but we act in normal, we drive in good cars, we have a nice house.
Old man sense.
Yeah, but we are happy. We don't feel the pain. No, no. Do you in pain? No, no. We eat, we drink, but ani cannot sleep at night. What that means is that if you would feel exactly like the ani in pain, then Ibn Shalom would give it back to us. That means if we feel there's something lacking, there's something missing, there's something that we should have. Something that is bothersome to not have. Like let's say somebody, one of the pair of his shoes got lost, right? He gets up in the morning and that's the only pair of shoes he has. The other one, he doesn't find. So what does he do? He only wear one? If he wears one, what happens? How does he feel? No? So that's what it means. That means you're missing something, but we don't feel that we are missing something. We don't feel that something is lacking in our life. So that's what exactly Harav is telling us. Of course, Ibn Shalom observes the Torah, whatever point that he made in his Torah, he keeps it. So, but he's telling us, you return the mashkon after Ani, give it back to him, because he cannot go to sleep. That's the only thing he has. And here he says, Ele piruda mishkan, mishkan haidut. Hashem took the Beit HaMikdash as a mashkon.
What he gave us that he took the Beit HaMikdash
as a replacement of Am Yisrael. If Chas V'Shalom Beit HaMikdash was not as a collateral, then Sonei Yisrael Chas V'Shalom, Hashem knows what would happen to them. So instead of, and that's why in Tikkun HaSod, right after Mizmor 137, we say Mizmor LeAsaf. So you might add Mizmor? What Mizmor? You have to Kina. Right? It's a singing time. You have to mourn. So here you might explain, of course it's a Mizmor. Because if the Beit HaMikdash was not as a collateral, then Hashem would not take the Beit HaMikdash away instead of us. So that's why we're happy. It's a Mizmor.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko, koilani shomone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.